Well, my next guest is planning what I could only describe as a major travel adventure. In 2009, he will circumnavigate the planet by motorcycle, raising money for cancer research. Simon Buckley, welcome to Up and Away on Radio Q.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Well, mate, before we go into where you're going to go, it seems to me the critical piece of equipment is your motorbike, and it's going to have to be a pretty rugged machine, isn't it?
Well, I'm not expecting a motorbike to go the whole way and not stop somewhere. That's going to be part of the adventure, I guess. But it needs to carry a little bit of gear and a lot of me.
So what sort of bike? I mean, are you putting a lot of work into the selection of a bike that can let you circumnavigate the globe?
There's a few resources around, actually, that have communities of people who do ride motorbikes around the world, believe it or not. It's quite a big community, and there's websites around that talk about the different bikes. And obviously it's always a trade-off between the amount you've got and what you can get for the amount you've got. It comes down to value.
And well, I was just thinking, Simon, you say there are communities of people who ride around the world. Tell me about these communities. Are they people who are just passionate about motorbikes?
A lot of the people that ride around the world are doing trips north to South America. A lot of them are American. And then there's a lot of Australians and English who ride between Australia and England through the stands and through Asia and other ways through there as well. But there's a couple of websites, one of which is Horizons Unlimited, which I utilise a lot for research, especially into types of bikes and routes and rules.
So let's start with your route then. Where are you planning to travel? How will you begin and where will you progress?
Well, after a send-off in Melbourne, I like to say I'll be going from Melbourne to Melbourne via the world, but from Melbourne up to through the centre of Australia to Darwin, then across to East Timor in a boat, and then from East Timor through Indonesia and Malaysia and up through Southeast Asia, taking in some of the major spots through Cambodia and Laos and Vietnam, and then fingers crossed, all going well, into China, and through China and out into Mongolia, and then Russia, Kazakhstan, back into Russia, and then through Eastern and Western Europe, and then from Western Europe, either over in Portugal or maybe I've got some support in Scotland, shipping across to Canada and then through the USA, Central America and South America, and then hopefully dropping into New Zealand on the way home from Chile.
Simon, there's so many potentially challenging parts of that trip, but do you have in your mind the two or three parts of that journey on the motorcycle where the biggest, you know, there'll be the biggest pitfalls to avoid, you know, the ones you're really thinking about and preparing for?
In terms of the trip, China is without a doubt the biggest stumbling block. And of the research, it's just quite interesting because depending on when people went, even within the same month, which border they went to, which formats had their permits in and things like that, it will depend on how and whether or not you can get into China. And that's without a doubt the biggest stumbling block.
And is it literally the challenge of whether you'll be let into certain parts of China? Like, why is that such a stumbling block?
I guess it's just because China's just opening up. They're not quite, they don't have a system for managing people travelling through China, and they don't like people travelling independently through China. So working out which agency to go through, whether to go through an agency, whether you need a guide or not, what to pay for and who to pay it to, is quite challenging.
Simon Buckley is my guest here on Up and Away, and we're talking about his plan in 2009 to circumnavigate the world, Melbourne to Melbourne via the world, on a motorcycle, and what will be some of the big challenges. And he's raising money for cancer research, I think particularly for prostate cancer research. Is there another part of the world that you're expecting, yes, this could be tough?
From my research, I think that the parts of Central and South America will be difficult, given that I'm white Caucasian male and could easily be just mistaken for an American, and in some places in South America that's not a good thing. Mm. It'll just make life difficult, I guess, until I can get that across that I'm a friendly. I think that's it. That's the other major issue. And finally, it's how long I can eat noodles for before I get sick.
Listen, in your personal travel history and your professional history, what have been the experiences you've had which will give you perhaps some of the stamina and the skills to survive such a rugged idea as travelling around the world on a motorcycle? I mean, what are the parts of your experience that will really help you?
I think my travel experience has taught me that you can go anywhere and do anything because, as a general rule, people will help you if you need help. As long as you don't put yourself in a position where you're left wide open for people to take advantage of you, and you're open and honest and take the time to respect people's culture in the way that you expect to be respected yourself, that people are generally helpful, and that's across the world. Everywhere I've been, I've never had trouble getting things done that I've needed to get done because I've been respectful. And I think that's the biggest learning that I've taken from my travelling.
I think you've travelled pretty extensively in the Middle East and in Africa in earlier times. Is it possible to give me an example where you were in a bit of a sticky situation, but taking that philosophy, you were able to get help and sort it out?
There's times in Africa, it's fantastic. I was in Africa, in Zimbabwe, when Mugabe first started with his new policies in 97. And it was a matter of being a white person. You were actually you're part of the minority, which was interesting, and just being respectful of where you were. Places I was staying were often run by whites, and there was that uncertainty, and it was a little bit scary for the population. It was a difficult time in terms of the cultural relationship with the place I was visiting.
You've been an Army Reserve engineer, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. I was just talking about that.
And what does that involve?
Engineers basically build things and break things. That's how we describe. We build defences and then we break through defences.
And I'm thinking that that sort of experience in the Army Reserve generally, but even building and breaking things, that you must have practical skills that will be useful, because presumably you're studying how to fix motorcycles. Like you could be on an isolated road and you need to be able to fix your motorcycle.
Within reason, I'm taking all the tools and all the parts that I can use. If it comes down to a major rebuild or something that's going to require a real technical knowledge of an engine, I'm not going to have the parts or the tools to deal with it anyway. So that's how I'm looking at it. And that's when that be nice to people attitude will come in, and the thumb will go up, and or whatever is considered respectful in that particular culture, and I'll get some help.
And Simon, why prostate cancer research? What's the drive there?
That's from a point of solidarity for me. It's the story goes, and I was watching, I can't remember what sporting event it was. I think it was a football game on TV, and then an ad break came up, and there was three ads for two for breast cancer and one for cervical cancer, and there was nothing about men's health. And I thought to myself, well, it might be worth actually getting some awareness out there of men's issues. And when I started researching, I found that prostate cancer has the same fatalities in Australia as breast cancer does, and a lot less media. So this was the drive for me.
Good on your personal contribution to that.
Yeah, well, I thought, why wait till it's too late? I mean, once it's affecting me and my friends, I'm not going to have the opportunity to be able to do the same sort of things to help.
Well, Simon Buckley, wonderful to talk to you and to give some attention to the issue of prostate cancer research. And we wish you very, very well as you circumnavigate the world in 2009.
Thank you very much. It's great to have the opportunity to get the word out there.
And you'll have to let us know when you come back. We'll find out how it went.
Absolutely. And you can follow the trip as we go on my website, www.rideRightRound.com.
RideRightRound.com. Simon Buckley, thank you very much.